As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 9.
Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special bonus podcast for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Normally, I do these every week. I try and do them on Mondays. And so this is today's Friday, April 10th, that I'm recording this. And normally I don't do an additional podcast, but this sort of, if I came across something that really kind of got my back up and I thought it would be a good thing for me to maybe do a podcast about. So there's actually this lovely woman. She has a blog and a whole program, the Single Mom Movement. And she's actually a very lovely, lovely woman. I've met her. Well, not met her, but I've chatted with her. And I always love, you know, people whose mission it is to empower single moms and help them succeed. And, you know, that's the whole purpose of the Single Mom Success School, Single Mom Blog. It is to, you know, motivate, inspire, empower, things like that. And she's always got great material and great articles, and I love the stuff that she puts out. And I get notified every time she sends out a new blog post. I had been really busy. I don't even know when she posted this one necessarily, but she posted one. And because I'd been traveling and just a whole bunch of things have been going on, I sort of put it aside in my little to-read folder to come back to later. And I've been playing catch up today, so I thought I'd go in and start reading some of this stuff. And I saw this post, and her post was called "I Love Being a Single Mom." And I thought, oh man, that's so great! I can't wait to read this. I love that. And that was about as far as I got where I was excited about it, because I started to read the article, and I really have a differing opinion than she does. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Obviously, you know. Everyone has their own opinions, but I read this and it just sort of kind of lit a fire under me, because it just really kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I'll go into it. But again, like I said, this woman, she's very lovely. She's we've chatted. She's got a lot of great things to say. She's got great, you know, helpful things. And I really enjoyed the few times that we've chatted together. So it's really, really, you know, I do enjoy her stuff. It's, I think, just this one thing that just sort of we definitely have a differing opinion on. And the reason that it kind of got my back up is in the very first sentence. Her very first sentence says, when I hear people say I love being a single mom, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. When somebody says this, all I want to say to her is, no, you don't. It's called denial. And like, that was the first sentence. I'm like, dude, it was crazy to me. And I just kept reading it, and then it goes on to say, no one loves being a single mom. It's just what you might tell yourself to get through the day or even the moment. And for you to say, I wouldn't have it any other way, of course you would. You'd rather have some love from a true companion and partner. You'd love to have help and better support, and you'd love to not have to do everything every single day. And I actually do agree with that last sentence. Of course you would love to not have to do everything every single day. All of us would love to have a maid and a butler and a chef, you know, a mechanic. We would love to, you know, not have to be all things to everyone. But that doesn't mean that I don't love it. That doesn't mean that I don't love every single second of it. And, you know, she goes on to talk about, you know, how, you know, you run into people who, Being a single mom is definitely better than being in an abusive relationship or being treated poorly. And of course, that is true. It is definitely better than being in an abusive relationship or being treated poorly. But she talks about how, you know, when you were younger, you probably dreamed about your wedding and getting married and you know, being a teacher and lawyer and having great plans for yourself. And maybe that's why I disagree with this so much, is I don't think I ever did that. I truly don't have a recollection in my childhood of thinking what it would be like to be married. I didn't pretend to be married. I didn't pretend to have a wedding. Like, I wasn't one of those girls who sat around and looked at wedding dresses and thought, oh my God, that's so beautiful. That's what my dress is going to be like. And this is what my wedding is going to be like. And I'm going to run away with a magical prince and live in a sugar castle and have unicorns for pets. Like, that wasn't how I thought. And maybe it was because I was a tomboy, or maybe it was because, you know, my parents were divorced at a young age, you know, when I was young. Maybe it was because, like, you know, maybe. There's probably a lot of different reasons why. And I'm sure a psychologist would have a field day with me, right? But I've never been that. Even when I did think about getting married, and if you've heard any of my previous podcasts, when I was 19 years old, I went all stupid and thought, sure, it'd be a good idea to get married to the guy I was dating. And of course, that didn't pan out because I was stupid and, like, you know, it wasn't a relationship that was ever going to go anywhere. But I was 19 and I was dumb. But even then, when I was actually thinking about getting married, like, the idea of getting the cake and doing the dress, and it all just seemed like work. It seemed like work. I didn't enjoy it really. It wasn't something where I was giddy about it and I was like, oh, this is so pretty, and oh, these are the flowers, and oh, this cake is like, it was a chore. And it wasn't even something I was having fun doing, really. I just thought it was something that's the stuff I was supposed to do. And so I think maybe I'm just, like, not built that way. So, you know, when somebody says no, you're lying to yourself to say that you love being a single mom. I think that's probably one of the other things is, you know, who are you to tell me how I feel? Like, who are you to tell me what's right or what's wrong for me? You may not enjoy being a single mom. You may wish you had somebody in your life. You may want that significant other that completes you. But I feel like I'm pretty complete already. I don't feel like I'm missing somebody in my life. I don't feel a void. I don't feel lonely. I don't feel alone. I mean, hell, I'm never alone, really. I've got kids and I've got dogs and I've got friends. I mean, but I don't feel like I have, like, that hole in my heart that needs to be filled. That's not to say that I wouldn't necessarily mind having somebody in my life, but it's got to be the right person, right? It's got to be the right person who doesn't complete me, but compliments me. Not compliment, like, giving me compliments, but compliments me. Like, we compliment each other, right? Like, we fit together, and we're a good fit, right? And maybe that's what it is. Like, I haven't found anybody who I feel like meets that criteria, but I don't feel like I'm missing anything by not having them. And I think this is in whole, you know, the reason part of this is because I will definitely say there was a part of my life when I was younger, but it was actually before I had kids, where I wished I had somebody. I wanted a boyfriend. I wanted a relationship. I wanted to be with somebody. I wanted somebody to love me. I wanted somebody to love, right? And so I had that moment in my life where I felt that way, where I felt, you know, I don't have a boyfriend and I'm so sad because I'm unhappy. But I have to say it kind of was really a short period of time in my life. I really didn't ever feel like that I was missing something. And sometimes I think about, like, my relationship with my ex, my daughter's dad, and, you know, as much as I, at the time, cared for him, I still didn't feel like, I don't know, I just didn't feel that. I didn't feel, you know, I loved him, or at least I thought I loved him at the time. I really cared about him. I wanted a relationship with him. I wanted to be around him. But there was definitely always that feeling that it was way too much work to try and be in a relationship with him. And maybe I'm just lazy. Like, maybe that's what it is. Like, I just don't want to put forth the effort. I don't know. And that's, I guess, entirely true, too. But in all honesty, I don't feel like I'm missing something. I don't feel unhappy. I don't feel miserable because I don't have a man. I don't have a relationship. And in that aspect, I truly am happy being a single mom. I love being a single mom. I really do. And so this article just really sort of definitely made me, I don't know, it made me kind of like grind my teeth a little bit because, you know, and also because I don't like people telling me how I feel or how I think. Like, you don't know how I feel. You don't know how I think. And I don't think that this suits everyone. I think that there are definitely people out there who feel the same way that this woman does, that they agree with how she puts it and how she feels. But I guarantee you there are others out there who are a lot like me, who don't hate being a single mom. Now, here's the thing. There are moments that I don't like, right? There are moments that I don't like, but there are moments in everybody's life that they don't like, right? Am I unhappy when money's tight and bills have to get juggled? Of course I am. Do I hate that? Yes, I hate that. Do I not like the fact that, you know, I would love to be able to take my kids on, you know, fabulous vacations and unfortunately we can't afford it all the time? I don't like that. Do I wish we had a better house? Yes, of course I do. I don't necessarily like the house that we're in. But here's the deal. I have spent a very large portion of my life, a very large portion of the last 8 years, roughly, really trying hard to work on me and my ability to be happy. I choose to be happy. I choose to be happy. Now, don't mistake that's me just sitting here going, okay, the house we're in is too small and, you know, the money I'm making right now is not as much as I want to be making, but I'm going to be happy with that and just continue on in this path. No, I'm happy with the aspirations of more, right? I'm happy with where I'm at and who I am and what I have, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful for everything that's in my life right now, with the aspiration for more. I want to, of course, have more. I would love to have better for my children. I want a bigger house for us. It's very cramped in our house right now with two teenage boys and four dogs. It's very cramped in my house right now with two teenage boys and a little girl and four dogs. It's, you know, we definitely want more space and we want to be in a better neighborhood. And of course I want my business to do better. You know, everybody always has goals. That's the thing. It's not that I'm happy with where I'm at and just decide I'm just going to stagnate here and be happy. Of course I have goals. I have goals and visions and dreams and things that I want to do with my life. But that doesn't mean that I'm unhappy with where my life is now. I'm not unhappy being a single mom. And I don't tell myself that just to get through the day because I'm in denial of the fact that I deep down secretly wish to have the love of my life. And I'm happy single. Like, I truly am. I don't miss having a relationship. And, you know, I've talked about this in the past. Maybe it's because, you know, I've never had a really good, loving, supportive relationship. So I don't know what to miss. Right? Like, maybe that's what it is. I've never been in a relationship where I felt truly loved and happy, and where I loved the other person and he loved me and we were good together. I have horribly awful taste in men. It's terrible. So all of my relationships, I mean, it's not that they've been horribly bad. It's just, they weren't fabulous. You know, they weren't where I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I would do without this person in my life. I've never had that. I've never had that, so maybe that's why I don't miss it. But I've also never envisioned it either. I've never envisioned what it would be like to have that person in my life. or that type of relationship. So maybe that's why I don't miss it. Maybe that's why I'm okay being a single mom. But whatever the reason behind it, it doesn't change the fact that I'm okay and happy being a single parent. I really am. You know? And of course there's things that I would love. I would love, you know, and she, you know, the article goes on to talk about, you know, having somebody in her life who would support her and love her child and, you know, do the dishes and laundry and cook and, you know, they would be able to work together and they'd appreciate each other's quirks and, you know, demonstrate to the kids how to lead by example and blah, blah, blah. And the thing is I'm like, but I do that for my kids, right? I do that for my kids. I do the dishes and laundry and cook. And now that my children are older, they're learning to do the dishes and laundry and cook. So the support that I need or would like to have, I am actually getting in my children as well, because we're a team and we're helping each other out and we are learning, and I'm hoping that I'm showing them and we're showing each other how to be a loving and supportive family, regardless of what the dynamics of that family are, right? I never want my children to feel like they're missing out because they don't have their father. So my boys don't have their father. My daughter has her father. And, you know, we've got our own issues going on between, you know, that. But she's got her father in her life. My boys don't. And I don't want them to ever feel like they're missing something. Or that because their father's not in the picture, that there's something wrong with that. And that's, I guess, another reason why this sort of rubs me the wrong way. Like, if I want my children to understand and be well-adjusted with the fact that I am a single mom raising them, I can't present myself in a way where if I say, well, oh God, you know, if only I had a man in my life, if only I had somebody who would love and take care of me, I don't want them to feel like I feel that there's some sort of deficiency in our family. If I feel like there's some deficiency in our family, then they're going to feel like there's some deficiency in our family, right? That's kind of how I've always felt. And I've always kind of put it out there to my kids. I'm like, you know, it's just us. It's us against the world. We're a team. We're Team Wells, right? We're rocking this and we're going to make this happen. And there's always just been that nice, close-knit feeling that comes with that. And I really, truly wouldn't change that for the world. I love the fact that we are a team and that we help and love and support each other. You know, and obviously do the other things that, you know, families do, fight with each other, argue, you know, get mad because somebody didn't pick up their socks, you know, things like that. And at some point, maybe somebody will join us in that dynamic. Maybe at some point, you know, I will find a relationship with someone. But I truly don't feel like I'm missing out because I don't have it right now. And so, you know, in reading this article, you know, she kind of closes by saying, you know, don't tell yourself you love being a single mom just because you're scared. Don't live in denial by saying I love being a single mom and I wouldn't have it any other way just because your last relationship was awful or dud, and that maybe, you know, your fear is going to hold you back, and in 10, 15 years from now, you'll still be a single mom, you know, and if that's the case, that's the case. So here's my question when it comes to something like this. What is the difference between a single mom who says she's happy being single and just a single woman who's happy being single? Can't a single woman say, I'm happy being single? Like, I like being single. I don't want to be tied down to somebody. I don't want to have a relationship with somebody. I want to stay single. Why is it that if you're a single woman, it's perfectly okay to say, I enjoy being a single woman. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to get married. But if you're a mother and you're a single mother, you must be in denial because you can't truly be happy as a single parent without a man or a relationship. And that's kind of that interesting little question, isn't it? Like, it's nobody bats an eye when a woman says, oh, I totally love being single. I'm single and I'm fully enjoying it. Great. But if a woman who's a mother says, I love being a single mom, people are like, oh, but don't you wish you had a father for your kids? Or don't you miss having somebody in your life? When I didn't have children and I was single, I was okay being single. So now that I do have children and I'm single, why would I all of a sudden stop being okay with being single? If I enjoyed being single before, why can't I enjoy being single now? Just because I have kids? That doesn't make sense to me. Did it suddenly, like, all of a sudden, because I have kids, now I must live up to that stereotype of having a baby's daddy? You know, do I have to have a man to make my life complete as a parent? Why can't my children make my life complete as a parent? Why can't I make my life complete as an individual? And again, that doesn't mean that I'm saying I will never have somebody or never want somebody. I'm not closing myself off to the possibility of having a relationship. It's just not in my cards right now. It's not the first thing I think of when I wake up. It's not the last thing I think of when I go to sleep. I don't mope around the house going, God, I wish I had somebody to help me. This is my life right now. My current circumstances are what they are, and I accept my current circumstances as they are. I find happiness in my life as it is, and I aspire to do better, have better, and be better. Why would any of that make me unhappy? Just because I don't have a man. And that's kind of where I sit with this article. And again, I adore this woman. She's fantastic. A lot of the stuff that she puts out that I've read, I really, really enjoy. And, you know, this article didn't necessarily make me angry. Again, it's not that I'm bashing her in any fashion. I just have an alternate opinion. My opinion is very different than hers. But I'm not telling her that hers is wrong. She feels that way, you know. There are, like I said, there are many women out there who they've dreamed of their wedding and they've dreamed of what their perfect man would be like, and they dream of that perfect relationship, and, you know, where everything is sunshines and rainbows and kittens. Like, great. But I haven't. Like, I don't sit and think, oh, what it would be like if I came home and there was a man here who cooked me dinner. Wait, no, I actually have thought about that. But in my dream, it was like a chef or something so that I didn't have to cook dinner. Or my sons had actually decided, hey, we're going to cook dinner. But then there's that underlying fear that they'll set the kitchen on fire. And so, you know, then my brain starts wandering off into other paths. But truly, I've never been that person. But that doesn't mean that there aren't those people out there. There's people out there that they've envisioned what their wedding would look like. They dream of what their fantasy man would be. They, you know, envision this perfect life and how it would be. And, you know, I'm just taking my life as it comes, and I don't feel bad because I haven't met some weird ideal or fantasy that's in my head. And I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that. I am truly happy being a single mom because I choose to be happy. It's not a matter of denial. It's a matter of, right now, this is my circumstance, this is my life, and I can sit here and mope and be sad and unhappy because I don't have this ideal perfect relationship with this ideal perfect man, or I could say, okay, at some point maybe that'll happen. If it does, great. If not, okay. I'm cool with it. I'm okay. I don't really, really, you know, and again, things may change a year from now, 2 years from now. I may get some weird, you know, premenopausal weird, I don't know when that happens in life. I don't know when that happens. But I may go into some weird, you know, I'm almost 40. You know, I got a couple years till 40. And so maybe when I hit a certain age, then I'll start having this ache of, oh, I really wish I had somebody. Maybe it'll happen. I don't know. But right now, I'm good. I really am. And, you know, I hope that there are other single moms out there, too, who are like, you know, yes, I am happy. Like, I do love being a single mom. I love the life that I have right now. You know, it may not be perfect. It may not be ideal. It may not, you know, I may not live where I want to live. I may not, you know, my circumstances may not be fantastic, right? But I don't hate being a single mom. I'm not in denial. I love being a single mom. I enjoy having just me and my kid. Like, I do. And again, maybe not. There may be people out there who, you know, and reading the comments on this woman's blog, she had, you know, some people, they're like, I think this is total BS, right? And then other people saying, you know, thank you for saying it because I agree with you. So again, like I said, there's always differing opinions, you know, just the responses in her blog. But even then, you know, in some of the responses, she's like, you know, she says something like, I'm so sorry to hear that you don't want to share your children with anyone else, and they deserve it, and you deserve it to experience love and have love. I do have love, and my children experience love. My children experience love every day for me. Every day. Thinking that my children are missing out on some sort of abundance of love because there's not two people giving it instead of one is not true. It is absolutely not true. My children get love coming out their ears from me, and I get it from them. So I don't feel like I'm missing any amount of love in my life at all. And to be true, you want unconditional love? You got your kids and dogs and cats maybe too, but I'm not a cat person. I think cats kind of plot to take over your home, but dogs, total unconditional love. So you want unconditional love, you got your kids and you got dogs, and I got both in spades. So I'm getting love out the wazoo too. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything by not, and I'm not closing myself off. Here's the thing. I can say I love being a single mom without closing myself off to the possibility of having someone else love me or loving someone else. Just because I say I love who I am and where I'm at right now doesn't close me off to the possibility of more. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. It just means that I am truly present in my current situation and present in the fact that my life is where it is right now, and I love every single bit of it. And I am thankful for every single bit of it. But again, still aspiring for more, still aspiring for happy, still aspiring for success, still aspiring for prosperity, right? But doesn't change that I'm happy right now, because I am. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for letting me rant. As I said before, just expressing a different opinion on an article that I read, and I'll actually post a link to the article in the blog post that this goes along with, and you can actually check that out and see what your thoughts are on that as well. And please, I would love to hear your comments on this as well. Do you love being a single mom? Do you feel like do you feel like this author felt as well, that, you know, saying you love being a single mom is a crock because you're not happy, you're not truly loving the life you have because you are missing out on having a relationship with somebody? Or are you more like me? You know, do you feel like it's not the end of the world being a single mom? It's something that you enjoy. And like I said, personally, you know, if it's okay for a single woman with no children to say she loves being single, why is it not okay for a woman who has children to say she loves being single? What's the difference? Really? Just because I have kids, I can't enjoy being single? Why? So please leave your comments below. I always love to hear back from you guys. And as always, please stay tuned, and I'll post another podcast here next week. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments, because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.